Wispolitics.com has released copies of contracts General Motors signed with the state in 2003 pledging to maintain employment at the Janesville plant at or above 3,000 workers through 2010. The pledge was in return for more than $7 million in state training grants. State Commerce Department spokesman Aaron Olver says the terms of these contracts may provide leverage for the state to impose fines on GM to recoup or claw back some of the money the state spent to retool the plant and train workers.
At the end of 2010, they haven't lived up to their obligation, then it's the Commerce Department's intention to claw back as much of that money as we can. They do owe penalties back to the people of Wisconsin if they persist on the course they're going on. And obviously, we want to work with them to keep them in Wisconsin, employing people and making cars here, if at all possible.
So far, GM has made it clear it has no plans to keep the Janesville plant open after 2010 and expects to close parts of the plant in 2009. Meanwhile, GM announced it's opening a new 450,000-square-foot engineering development center in Detroit and engineering labs in Italy and China, where the company will develop and test electric motors for fuel cell and hybrid cars. Union leaders in Janesville have asked the company to consider building such cars in Janesville. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.